I swear, one of these days, you'll pay for this. Oh, wait, does that mean you're going to send me a bill? Are we talking about revenge? I'm not quite sure what you mean by I'll pay for this. Maybe we're going halvesies, going to go Dutch. Well, let's talk about it right here, right now. Corner of Truth and Life. Hello, and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and we're talking about some payment today. And not necessarily pay back, but paying for stuff. So here's a bit of a story just of kind of comes to mind as far as something I just recently interacted with. In a recent weekend, my family and I, we traveled down to be with my wife's family to celebrate my wife's parents' 50th wedding anniversary, as well as her dad's 70th birthday. So we had a couple of big events to celebrate. And so we got a sitter for all the kids, which among all my in-laws' three daughters represents, let's see here, 9 children, I think. And so we left the kids home, and the adults went out to a nice restaurant. And had dinner at a nice restaurant down in southern Maine. But of course, one of the things we had to figure out was paying for it. Not that do we have the money, but just the mechanics of paying for it. And my wife and I didn't have cash, so we said, well, we'll just pay it, and then you guys can pay us back. And so when the waitress, of course, has got this rather large bill, needed to know who to give it to. And I said, right here, I'll pay. And we put it on our credit card, and then my sister-in-law's paid us back. And so everything was taken care of. And so, you know, there's no big scandal. This is, if you thought this story was going to end with, and nobody paid, no, it was all cool. And it worked as planned. But the point was that somebody had to pay. You know, we couldn't, like, dine and dash, and especially there's too many of us. And some of us are kind of slow moving, so yeah, we'd never gotten away with that. And you don't do that anyway. That's not cool. But somebody had to pay, and we all ended up paying. But when it comes to anything like that, you know, who's gonna pay? And then, you know, if you go somewhere and you cause damage, well, are you gonna pay for that? Are you gonna take care of that? And we had a kid at camp one time threw a roll of toilet paper through 2 windows. It was an accident. He was aiming at another camper who ducked, but either way, we had broken windows, and his parents paid for the broken glass, because somebody's got to pay for that. And so, you know, when it comes to who's going to pay, who pays? Well, the person responsible. You broke it, you bought it. That's kind of a universal idea. And so when you have small children, you go into the store and you say, now don't touch anything. You know, because you don't want to become the proud owner of aisle 3. So with that in mind, today I'd like to talk about the spiritual side of that. So, you know, we've been talking about a broken relationship in the previous podcasts, previous shows. We've talked about the broken relationship between us and God, and that it was bigger and not just because Adam and Eve, or because we break the rules. And so often we've reduced religion into a set of rules that we're supposed to keep. And if we keep them, God's happy. If we break them, God's mad. And you gotta like make up for that by going on a quest or saying so many right words or whatever, and somehow, you know, kind of pay for your mess up, or, you know, help 8 little old ladies across the street or some such thing. And it's the idea of, well, you know, you got to make up for it. And many people think in terms of like a scale, You know, do your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds? As if you've got some sort of balance sheet of, you know, you ate, so you got to wash the dishes type thing. And we have, yeah, that's a very common idea. And a lot of religion, with all its various forms, does picture that. You know, whether it's karma, you know, good things bring good back on you, bad things bring bad things on you, positive energy, negative energy, or in some of the more traditional things, you know, you do the right thing, you get rewarded and go to heaven, you do the wrong thing and you get punished or you go to hell, or, you know, the reason your car broke down is because you didn't go to church last Sunday, you know, all those things like that. And it's always this idea that, you know, you're going to pay. And even now, plenty of people say, well, you don't see, you know, if we do this, well, then God's going to make you pay. And so we have this picture of, you're going to pay for that, or you're going to get paid back for that, or anything like that. And the thing is, that's so normal. That's so much a part of just how we understand religion. But is it true, or is it just the way we tend to think as humans, and so we've inserted it into all our religious ideas? And that's what I wanted to talk about today, is saying that, no, that's actually not what the Bible says. The Bible actually presents the opposite. So first we have to look at the cost. And the cost is, of course, well, the damage is the broken relationship, the breach of trust between us and our Creator, where we rebelled, where we did our own thing, where we broke faith with Him and didn't return the love that He had given to us, but instead betrayed it. So that's the cost. And the Bible does discuss it almost like something that you're paid. The Romans says the wages, or the payment, the earned payment of the sin, of breaking faith with God, is death. That's what it pays out. And it's called wages. Other places it's called a debt. Either way, it's the idea that we owe. So in that sense, we're right along with everything else of this idea that you did some bad things, and that caused a debt or a negative thing. So far we're right with every religion ever. But then the Bible diverges from that in a significant way. In fact, in the opposite direction. Because having established that you did a bad thing, or did something you shouldn't have done, broke faith, instead of saying, and so therefore now you need to make up for that, you need to pay, the Bible takes the exact opposite route and says, you know, you can't. And not only can't you, but God doesn't want you to. God doesn't want you to pay. And that's where we start really going, huh? What? Because that's so different than our normal human thought. You know, imagine that my family, we went to the restaurant, and the waitress comes over at the end of the meal and says, did you enjoy your meal? And we said, yes, can we get the check? And the waitress says, we don't want you to have to pay for this. We wanted you to just enjoy it. And this was very expensive, and we don't want you to have to pay. We'd be like, whoa. I mean, hey, we'd be back at that restaurant pretty quick, I imagine. Because who wouldn't be? You know, they'd do a ton of business, except they wouldn't be making money on the deal. But they say, we don't want you to pay. We don't want you to have to pay. It's too expensive. That's weird. That's opposite. That's different. And yet that is what the Bible says God's approach was. That God said, I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to be the one to fix this. Not that the bill won't be paid. And a lot of times we tend to think of, like, God's forgiveness, of either we paid the bill, either we made up for it by also doing some good stuff, or that God, just because he's a wicked nice guy, said, oh, well, let's just not pay it. But if we think about it, that doesn't make sense either. Because again, going back to my restaurant analogy, if the waitress came and said, you don't have to pay, that doesn't mean the bill doesn't get paid. That food was bought. And if we don't pay, someone else does. Either they have to charge everyone else more to make up for the money that we didn't pay, or they take it out of their own pockets and it eats into their profits or whatever. But the payment is made. One way or the other, the payment is made. And that is what the Bible says. That when God gives us the gift of forgiveness, it's not a case of him just going, well, hey, let's just let it go. And of course, the reason he can't do that, and we've talked about this in previous shows, the reason he can't do that is because the debt that is owed us justice for the wrong done to other people. And to turn that aside is to say, well, they didn't matter. There wasn't value in them. And God won't do that because he loves the world too much to say, well, I'm just going to let that go. And so instead of saying God saying, I'm going to let that go, I'm not going to make you pay, he says, I'll pay for you. I'm going to pay. Because somebody's got to pay for this, I'm going to pay. And that's where we get Jesus on the cross, where he is paying for what we did. He's paying for the benefit that we get. So we do the bad thing and we get the good thing, and that because God loves us, God's doing the work. So he's not saying you earn it. And then the Bible doesn't even say that we're supposed to pay him back. The Bible just says, because if we understand how much he's loved us, we will then follow him, but in gratitude, not in repayment, because you can't pay him back. He's not requesting you pay him. But he did this so that you would be with him. And so now be with him. And come back to him. Not as a requirement, but as a result. And that's tough for us because we are so independent, and we, you know, it's almost like you don't want someone to pay for you. You know, you get offended. But some people are like that. Now, the other thing is when we talk about healing broken relationships, if we're going to do it like Jesus, then it's going to get ugly quick for us. Because when someone wrongs us, we tend to think they need to pay us back. Maybe not with money, because sometimes they just hurt our feelings, whatever, but they owe us something. They owe us, you owe me an apology. You owe me. You have to do work to make this right. Because it's not my fault. It's not my fault. And because it's not my fault, you need to do the work. And that's the opposite of what God did. God said, it's totally your fault, and I'll do all the work. Now, again, we still have to receive it. And so you might be willing to make peace, and someone else isn't. And then you can't do it if they're not willing. But sometimes we have to be willing to pay the price, even if we're right. We have to be willing to say, you know what? I don't have to extract something from you. I'm willing to pay the price. And there was a song that came out a while back. I want to say 10th Avenue North, but don't quote me on that. But the song is Losing, and it's about forgiveness. And that when you forgive, sometimes you feel like you're losing. Because sometimes you are. You're giving up yourself. And that's the cost. And that was the cost that God paid. He gave up himself for us. Or as it says in Isaiah, God made him who didn't know any sin, who had never broken faith, to be like he had, so that we could be restored. Think about that today in your life and in the life of others. Thank you for listening to The Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North J. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.